And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as usual. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, March is Women's History Month. And in your commentary, you talked about how Women's History Month, as well as Black History Month, are still needed to speak truth to ignorance, especially during a time where we're still seeing incidents of racism across the country. Well, after that, we heard from lots of people online who said some of the stereotypes are influenced by the very cultural groups who are fighting to extinguish them. I'll read a post here from blogger Mark, who wrote, quote, "As long as there are abundant walking, talking, living, breathing examples of these stereotypes, there will be racism and bigotry based on those stereotypes." But another blogger, who goes by the name Bipartisan, disagreed and wrote, quote, "As long as there are folks ignorant enough to believe that one person's behavior or looks translates to a universal truth about all persons of the same sex, cultural background, or skin color, there will be racism and bigotry based on those stereotypes."
Wow. Well, thanks. Interesting.
Very good. A lot to swallow.
There's a lot to think about. Lee, last week we reported on how D.C. became the sixth jurisdiction to allow same-sex couples to be married. We talked to Angelisa Young and Shinjoyla Townsend. They made history as the first gay couple in line at the courthouse to receive a marriage license. And since they spoke to us, they got married. And here's a clip from their ceremony.
Tina, when I think I can't love you, respect you, and cherish you more, tomorrow comes. You are my friend, my partner, my love. I will love you today, tomorrow, and forever. I love you.
Now, on our website, there was a lot of conversation about this, but then the conversation took on a life of its own, and people shared their own perspectives on gay marriage and life. And here's a post from blogger Joshua. He wrote, "Not all of us who are, quote, created queer support same-sex marriage. Many of us realize that we are not happy in same-sex relationships and have abandoned them. Happiness is taking control of your destiny, not become a slave to every inclination."
Thanks, Joshua. And finally, Michelle, millions tuned in to watch Sunday night's Academy Awards, where actress Monique, who has been on this program several times, nabbed an Oscar for her performance as an abusive mother in the movie Precious. Now, Michelle, we talked about her win in our Monday Oscar recap, and you blogged about whether the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, which hosts the Oscars, has a fascination with black pain. Now, you were thinking of Denzel Washington, who won for his role as a gritty villain in Training Day, and also Halle Berry, who won for playing a down on her luck mother in the movie Monsters Ball. Both of them won in 2002. But we caught up with blogger Moji, and she had this to say.
"Black folks are sometimes too sensitive. Someone has to play the villain, and black actors are not serving themselves well if they always have to play heroic roles not to tick off their race. I just think black folks should lighten up. It's only a role."
Okay, Moji. Well, thank you. Don't be a stranger. Haley, any updates?
Just one. We've been reporting on the political troubles of New York Governor David Patterson. Among other things, he's accused of inappropriately intervening in a domestic violence case involving his former top aide. And up until Thursday, the probe was being handled by State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. But just yesterday, Cuomo recused himself from investigating Patterson. He handed the investigation off to New York's retired Appeals Chief Justice Judith Kaye. Andrew Cuomo is widely believed to be planning a run for governor himself, which obviously creates a potential conflict of interest.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website, go to npr.org, click on programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.